The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
All right, so we're talking with Stephen Broadbridge. Stephen yes. Broadbridge, Director, TNT Discovery Tours, Vice President of Tour Operating Association Wildlife Photographer. All right, so we're going to be talking about this hiking and hikers at risk in the field. All right, of course, this comes around on the hike where the 40-year-old woman, you know, had died. I mean, of course, a lot of people experiencing hiking and said that they should have canceled the hike because of the rain and because of the terrain where they're going. A 40-year-old woman drowned while hiking near the Madamas River on Saturday. She has been identified as Jessica Jordan of Manahambre Road, St. Madeline, San Fernando. Reporters indicate that Jordan was hiking with a group of about 10 people right near the Madamas waterfall in Brazos Seco Parish when she slipped while walking through knee-high water. Her legs reportedly became trapped between two logs, and despite efforts to free her, she was submerged in rising water caused by intensifying rainfall as others were forced to retreat to safety. Rescue teams, accompanied by police officers, hiking guides, our relatives and volunteers from the Hunters and Search and Rescue team, trekked for more than 2 hours to reach Jordan's location. The Trinidad and Tobago Fire Service said she was discovered trapped in a water-filled hole in challenging terrain. Her body was recovered and identified by relatives at the scene. Right, emergency personnel then endured an additional eight-hour journey through rugged terrain to transport her to an area accessible by vehicles. Condolences have been sent to Jordan's family. Very unfortunate situation. You know, Trinidad's outdoors, we love hikes, but when is it okay to say, well, you know, this terrain is, not really conducive to be hiking, right? So what say you about this whole situation, sir?
Well, it's very sad, and it's something that it's not a new problem. That's what we need to realize. It's not a new problem. And rather than focus on this particular situation, we need to look at the bigger picture and do better. One of the problems I think we've had, I mean, I've been leading tours for a little over 30 years. So it's a long time I've been doing it. I'm vice president of the Tour Operating Association, and the other members have equal experience to myself. Remember, when I take people out in the field, group, I have public liability insurance. So if I am negligent, I can be this, you know, I can at least compensate people for my negligence. But I have safety standards in place. We have first aid kit. I'm trained at first aid. I'm trained at water rescue, and many of other operators like myself, same thing, you know. But I've also done jungle survival training with the cadet force, and we take every opportunity to get trained to make things safer. The problem we have is hiking clubs are popping up a dime a dozen because the social media. Everybody wants to be a guide because the social media makes it easy. The problem is the numbers that they're taking are too large to start off with. For example, if I do a tour on easy terrain, I will have one guide for every 12 people. They have these hiking clubs that go out with one guide for 100 people. That's not on. You cannot help 100 people. If I have something with water where there are perils, because water is always something you have to be extra cautious with. I would say like somewhere like Guanapo Gorges, you don't go there in the rainy season. You don't go there if there's any chance of rain. And if there is rain and you are experienced, you should know that you see a little debris coming down, the water starts getting cloudy and muddy even. Abort. Do not continue when you know you're putting people in danger. That I do believe that trip should have been aborted. It was negligent. But the other thing is that the numbers and the equipment that you carry, if you do a tour, you need to be equipped. You need to have, in any way that's water, first of all, I wouldn't attempt that with one for every 12. I'd be one guide with water rescue skills for every six people. So there should be at least one guide for every six people with water rescue skills, with water rescuing equipment, life jacket, flotation devices, rope. Rope is really useful in anything to do with water.
I know, but we'll just stick up in there. So now, seeing that you're saying all these things that should have been put in place, so is it to say that, right, I don't know who's the relative authority, maybe the Ministry of National Security, people who want to have hikes now should not only, well, probably get permission to have the hikes, but things, you know, just like how we have events, I do events, and, you know, we have fire officers who come and look at you, see if you have fire extinguishers, see and come and check your stage and make sure your stage good, if there anything, where your exits are, all these sort of things. Should we have some regulatory board or some, like I said, the Ministry of something from the Ministry of National Security look over and say, well, you need to have these things in place for this hike?
We do. We already have an organization that is the Trinidad and Tobago Incoming Tour Operators Association. And if you do trips with members of that association, rest assured, they've had all the training, they've had all their public liability insurances in place. That's where you need to go. In the absence of government regulation, because government has not really properly regulated these things. And, you know, honestly, I'm sometimes a little afraid of over-regulating, because sometimes government, you know, not one government, but many governments have overstepped their level of experience and not spoken to stakeholders. They come up with policies, and they don't discuss it with the major stakeholders, and they end up with policies that don't work. So I'd be afraid for government to suddenly put a policy in, because I'm pretty sure that, you know, it will be flawed at first, and they probably will not be speaking to the stakeholders or taking the information seriously.
Understood, but since you are saying that there's so many different people doing hikes, I mean, you now mentioned this Tours Association. If people are not going to that, I may have a friend who's doing a hike, and some friend might invite me to hike. I'm not looking to see if there's any, you know, the same Tours Association that they spoke about. I just want to go on a hike.
At some stage, the general public needs to take some responsibility too, don't you think?
Yeah, but this is Trinidad. I mean, look at what going on with licensing now.
It's Trinidad, but they need to wise up. Trinidad needs to wise up. Mm. If you think something is not correct, don't employ it. They're going after companies that they're not getting necessarily the best value for money while putting their lives at risk. It doesn't make sense, but buyers need to become more intelligent, and they need to know what they're buying into. Mm. If you know you're going somewhere and there's one guide for 100 people, something should go off in your head and say, "Hey, this is not right. They can't handle 100 people." Don't be naive and silly. You know, we're adults,
yeah,
and we should be able to figure out when something is wrong.
But somebody like me would do that, you know. I would say, "But wait, there's only one guy. There's so much people, and there's only one guy." Somebody like me would do that. But you know what they will say about me? "By base, by this man, by always trying to spoil the fun, by what's going on with this man, by thing." But you know, people are just followers, and they're afraid to talk. And then there are people like me who will stand up and say something, and everybody will get vexed.
Well, that's great. It's not everybody doesn't have to be a friend, you know.
Yeah, true.
It's better to be alive than have than go and perish with a set of stupid people.
Mm. So what are some of the things that people should definitely look out for? Major things that people should look out for when going on a hike.
Well, I'll tell you something. First of all, when going on a hike, make sure you have a good hike leader, and the hike leader means that the person leading the hike knows the terrain, they're familiar with the location, they are well equipped with all their rescue equipment, and they know how to use it. They know how to use their first aid kit, and they're going to be responsible people. That's number one. The next thing you need to do is you have to make sure that you are dressed appropriately. I see people going on hikes with the wrong footwear or clothing.
Right.
Wear the correct clothing according to the terrain you're going in, but always,
never with
slippers, always with some kind of clothes, shoe with proper grips on it. Mm-hmm. Even if you're going on river features, don't go in slippers to a river.
Yeah.
You'll catch your foot, you know? Right. So dress appropriately is number one. Let people know where you're going, you know, make sure that everybody knows where you're going, and the hike leader should do that. I will always carry, even if I'm going in the daytime, I carry a torchlight, and I might carry a cigarette lighter. Those are things that if something does happen, you'll be very happy you have them. Huh? Mm-hmm. Very, very, very happy you have them. If you know how to use a compass, take a compass with you. Okay. Because one of the big hazards is getting lost. Trinidad's forests and swamps, of course, they have some perils, but the dangers, not any more than if you're walking in Port of Spain. In fact, I feel more concerned about walking in Port of Spain or San Fernando. Bigger chance of being hit by a car, all kind of other problems, or spraying your ankle in a big pothole, or, you know, you could fall through the pavement in some places in Trinidad, you know. So the perils exist everywhere, and we just need to be aware of wherever we are, what perils there. Now, there are other things like plants and animals that can be harmful. We need to know those and be able to identify them. We also need to know, like, as a hike leader, know where the anti-venom is stored. Because if you get bitten by a mapapi, you're going to have to know who has that, which hospital to go to. And I'd say Sandy Grande at the moment is where you're going to get the anti-venom. The chances of being bitten by a snake are minimal if you pay attention. And snakes don't want to bite you. Don't worry with the stupidness that people tell you. Snakes do not want to bite you. They're trying to avoid you as much as possible. Remember, any interaction with a human being is not profitable to them. They're into profit. They're into getting their food source, and we're not in the food source. So if they have to bite us, they're using a venom that is a waste, considered a waste to them, because it doesn't equal any profit. So watch out for insects, wasps, and things like that. You should have stuff in your face. If somebody gets bitten by a snake, take them straight to the hospital. That would be Sandy Grande. Unfortunately, they don't all have the antivenom. And other perils are plants. Make sure you know your plants. Make sure you know which ones are not to be touched. If you don't know, don't touch. And
hello? But what about people, you know, like EMT? Well, you know, you said first, people should be know how to use a first aid. There should be a first aid kit.
Hello?
Hello, you hear me? You hear me?
I'm not hearing you right now.
Oh, I don't know what's something.
Hold on.
Yeah, your connection there. Hello?
The airphone is not coming on. Hello, can you hear me?
I'm hearing you now. Yeah, better now. Yeah.
It's not coming on the micro. It's not coming on the mic. Hold on, let me see.
Yeah.
Let me try something.
All right. I'm seeing you. Everything is good on my end. Seeing my audio.
Now it's working.
Now it's working. All right. Okay. Nice. Good.
I'm hearing you now.
All right. Beautiful. Yeah. So you're me.
Where were we?
Yeah, we were talking about things to look out for. And of course, we'll be taking some questions.
And I forgot something very important.
What's that?
If you're bitten by a snake, which is very unlikely, but if you are and you think it's a mapapi, do your best to actually photograph it or take it with you, kill it and take it with you. Because to walk in to the hospital, a lot of times we misidentify snakes, and the hospital needs to have a positive ID,
right,
either by photograph or actually having a specimen.
I will tell you, people, the only people I go in on a hike with is the hunter, search and rescue, yes?
Well, then you would be in terrible error. You would be in terrible error. Their training is hunting, and they understand the terrain, and they're not bad at, they know the terrain and that sort of thing. But people don't realize a tour is a tour. Hunters do not do tours. Tour operators do tours. We understand the needs of the people better, but we also give a running commentary that you learn something. That's another thing. Going into the forest with 100 people, you're going to come out knowing zero. Because they're not going to be able to talk to you about everything.
Well, yeah, I was just kidding. All right, yeah, okay. So
basically, remember, tours supposed to be fun, but it's supposed to be educational.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with a lot of the pop-up hiking clubs is they don't know how many people are going to show up.
Yeah.
Because they meet at the mall and everybody shows up and pays then, and they don't know how many people are coming.
Right.
And there have been deaths before. Remember, there was the two deaths in Guanapo Gorges that I remember.
Yeah.
And that was 100 people in the rainy season where you don't go in rainy season.
Right.
But the quality of the information and the care of the guests and all that, those are things that professional tour operators provide, plus public liability insurance. which is something you'll only get from a tour operator.
But I know trainees are very last minute in paying for everything. So should hikers right now say, listen, you need to pay by at least a week before or else, but at least, you know, so pay. So we could have a nice idea of how many people come in. So 100
we're
people.
We're going to have to evolve. Sure. We're going to have to evolve because we obviously don't think that way. Mm. But we're going to have to evolve eventually to do better. Yeah. But we also have to take something in before. I know you want to go, but before we go, we're taking care of our safety. But remember, we also want to keep the environment safe as well. Mm. So if you go on hikes, take your rubbish back. And if you see people left rubbish, we take other people's rubbish back as well.
Yeah.
Do not destroy the environment. Do not cut things you don't need to cut. Do not kill things. Mm. Don't even kill venomous. Don't kill a mapapi. On state land, if you kill a mapapi, you're breaking the law. All snakes are protected. You can only kill the dangerous snakes on your personal land. Right. State land is not your personal land. You may not kill them.
Mm-hmm.
But they're all part of an ecosystem. Okay. So when you go into the forest, yes, your safety is important, but so is the safety of the environment that you're going into. Mm-hmm. So don't do silly things. Don't light fires and leave them to burn or and destroy things, and don't kill things that you know. And hunters, the hunters search and rescue will also tell you that they follow their lines there, and they don't hunt animals that are protected species. And if you're not a hunter, don't hunt at all. But I personally think the hunting is being overdone.
Mm-hmm.
Too many people killing too much with no bag limit. But I wouldn't. That's another conversation. But let's keep the environment safe. Let's keep us safe. But let's keep the environment safe and preserve TNT. It's a beautiful country. Let's keep it in a beautiful state and let's keep safe when we go into it and enjoy it and come out learning something.
And of course, hunting is great tourism as well. You know what I mean? There are people who leave from all over the world to come here to summit, to go on hikes.
I don't think hunting tourism is sustainable.
No, I made a mistake with the hunting. I meant hikes.
You're hungry.
Nature tourism.
Hungry.
Yeah, nature tourism.
Did you skip lunch today? Did you skip lunch today? Talk about hunting.
No. Well, you were just talking about hunting, so that was on my mind. Hunting, hikes, you know.
I know.
Right? So okay. let's listen some messages coming in there. Some people have some questions.
Okay.
All right, let me get this.
Okay, take care.
No, I was saying you could stay about 5 minutes. We have some questions.
No problem. And just stay another 5 minutes.
Yeah.
What do we need to cover?
Soldiers who have formed companies just to take people on tours so they are safe, because soldiers are well aware of all these different terrains, so they are safe.
Mm-hmm. This messenger was saying that there are some soldiers who have organized to take some people on tours, and the soldiers would know the terrain. So with that, you consider
I don't want to nitpick and I do not want to point fingers, but just bear in mind correct me if I'm wrong, but the two deaths at Gonapo Gorges, the tour leader was an ex-soldier.
Okay.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but that's it. I'm sure the soldiers are capable.
Mm-hmm.
But remember, it's not about just getting them safe in and out. It's about giving them a tour where they learn something.
Mm-hmm.
And there's more to the tour than people realize. We go through all kind of training other than the safety to deliver a proper tour and to understand customer care and that sort of thing. Mm. Maybe I'm not saying the soldiers can't do it, but it's a specialty that you don't, everybody doesn't know how to do it. And every soldier does not necessarily know how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to nitpick and point finger and all that. So.
Aye. Let's take this call. Hello, good afternoon. Hello, anybody there? All right, so what is the name of the association like? We should call the name of your tours association. I should call to make is. Do you all have a listing of, you know, like if it's Hikers World or whoever under your belt?
Well, there is a listing, and I'm very bad because I'm as a vice president. I should know the website, but the website was changed and it was upgraded, and they used a different one. I cannot remember, but I'm pretty sure if you do a web search for Trinidad and Tobago Tour Operators Association.
Trinidad and Tobago.
Is this, to be exact, the name of our organization is the Trinidad and Tobago Incoming Tour Operators Association.
Mm.
And my company, which is on TripAdvisor and Instagram and Facebook, is Caribbean Discovery Tours.
All right. Okay.
Now, the thing is, my specialty is wildlife and bush, mm-hmm. but there are many members that do down the islands, they do fishing, they do, there's a whole wide offering. And there are things that I don't do, like things that that are not my expertise. So you don't pick me, you pick the one that matches your expertise, your interest.
Right.
So the one that matches it to you, there's a whole offering on the Tour Operating Association website. Mm-hmm. And you pick whichever company you think is will suit your needs.
All right, nice. Somebody's still
anybody. So one last thing.
Yeah.
We're not exclusive, you know. If somebody's doing tours and they want to join, we welcome them. We'll even help them. We'll show them how to get the public
library. Well, that's the right thing to do. Yeah.
And we'll train them.
Well, I believe that's the correct thing to do. Somebody said that, Stephen, you're the best. Larry Mosca said so. Right? He says you're the best. So we have people who are endorsing your ability there, sir.
I hope I should be good if I'm 35 years in it. Mm. If I'm terrible, something wrong with me.
Yeah, man. All right. Well, thank you very much. I mean, we'll look for the website. We'll look for your company. And thank you very much for the education and stuff. And people, just be careful out there, right?
And also, please, I'm seeing a lot of littering happening in the waterfalls and stuff.
Man.
Please take your garbage back out and try not to harm the wildlife.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that should be on owners. I mean, I'm just so different. I will not go in a place to carry your little bag to put your stuff or whatever it is. Why you want to litter the place? But that should be on the owners of the people who are the tour guides or who are the people in charge of the tours to tell people, yeah, do not litter, do not, the do's and don'ts.
People go on their own without guides sometimes, so they may litter with no people. But remember, the turtle season is coming up.
Yeah.
Don't take the torchlight out and shine in the turtle's eyes and disturb them. Do not stand or sit on a turtle. That's terrible. Actually kill the turtle.
For real.
So just be mindful that you're visiting an environment and respect the environment and respect the creatures in that environment. It's their home.
Yeah, man.
So respect it.
That's beautiful. You wouldn't want anybody to do that to your home. Don't do it to theirs. Thank you very much, sir.
Okay. Thank you for having me.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.